Good afternoon. Beautiful day here. Nice breeze. Great work day. Defense was pretty good today. A nice job. Got better today.
Tom, speaking of the D, a lot of the younger guys had a bunch of picks today. What does that tell you about what they're doing? How much does that help their confidence?
Well, they were in the right spot and they made a nice play, and hopefully we can you know, grow with that. We can get better because of that. So it's a good thing. Good thing to see the people make plays.
Can you just teach ball hawking skills, or do they have to be more instinctive?
Well, it's both. You can teach them where to be and how to play it, what position they should be in and where their eyes ought to be. And then, of course, there's some individual ability involved. But, yes, you can definitely, you can teach the whole thing, probably except for catching the ball, which you can work at that too. But, yeah, being in the right spot, the eyes, the quarterback, where's your leverage coming from? Where's your help coming from? When do your eyes go to the ball? If they do go to the ball, if you're in man coverage, how do you handle that? When the receiver's looking for the ball, or which shoulder you're going to work with? So all of that stuff is tough.
You're anxious to get him in pads just to see how the D-line, the yellow line bang? And
well, we need that, really. You get to this point, and, you know, quite frankly, they bang on each other more than they're supposed to, you know, and no matter how many times you talk about hands and feet, there's a lot of shoulders. So we need the protection of that, especially as they get, you know, more and more aggressive.
Is Hakeem limited tonight?
Yes. Yeah. He was.
But just a precautionary thing?
I hope so.
How much do you think David Deal could benefit from Justin pushing him along into the right back?
Well, David Deal is a highly motivated guy in the first place, and competition always brings out the best. So between the two of them competing and battling away for positions, and you know, especially with Brewer in there as well, you know, that's all good stuff.
Tom, I know it's early, but is Randall starting to show a little bit more early in this camp that he can be relied on?
He's had a couple of he's made some outstanding plays, and today he had a couple that were almost that would have been nice plays. The one in the team drill in the left corner, however, the jump ball post in the middle of the field was a nice play. And I don't know how close that one in the far corner was from Murphy, but it looked like it was competitive.
It seemed like quite the battle today, actually, between Randall and Prince. Did you like what you saw from both of those guys?
Prince competed like heck, yeah. He really did. And that's what we're trying to get done. You know, and he's rising to the occasion. He's being more and more competitive.
Well, Tom, are you concerned that maybe Nix is being a little too cautious? I mean, he seems to be, you know, really worried about making it through camp and staying healthy.
I don't know that. You know, that's not what he tells me. We just want him out there competing and practicing. The guy has not practiced, and he really needs to get out there. We'll have to see the extent of which we have an issue here.
What needs to happen for you guys to bring the pass rush back to where it was 2 years ago?
Well, I think back to work. You know, back to work. And I think if we start out the way we're talking about starting out, you know, stop the run, be more physical, then I think the opportunities will be there, and I think we'll respond.
Why do you think it fell off a bit last year?
There's a lot of reasons. You know, I'm not going into that.
Tom, you're not going to be part of a team that all three linebacker spots are open, and what does that say about the chemistry, that, you know, playing together, and is there any concern on that?
Well, it's been the position everyone's wanted to talk about in the spring and now. It is competitive. We do have guys that have been outstanding special teamers that can run, that are vying for those spots. So, you know, I mean, just because you don't know necessarily a lot of information about them doesn't mean they're not football players. So we'll see. You know, they've, you know, it's very early, but they've done okay right to this point.
Chris Adams has a little
bit
of a hand issue.
Yeah, finger popped out and he got right back in. He's fine.
Tom, you talked about how much contact they've had even without pads so far. But when they do get pads on, isn't there a balance on how much contact you are having and then you aren't having?
You're not supposed to be out of control. You're supposed to stay on your feet. Stay on your feet. You're going to get some hitting in, that type of thing. But that's what those preseason games are for as well. You know, you have to remember that part of it.
But at camps years ago, there would be more tackling, there would be more contact. But why is that not so anymore?
There's lots of reasons. One is the salary cap, you know. Secondly is that you don't have quite as long as some of those old camps were when you brought them along slower and that type of thing. You have these off-season programs the way they are today. But, you know, you still have to, in this day and age, you've got to try to do the best you can. It's a very fine line. You've got to get a team ready to play, and they've got to be physical, but you can't step over the line, and you have to take care of each other. Although it's highly competitive, it is a team, and you're working as a team to improve each other, and that's what you have to keep in mind. Is it easy? No.
Has it been hard for you to adapt? Because your whole career, it's been work the guys hard, and now it seems like it's a little bit.
Well, no, they work. There's no. That's not the right way to put it.
I mean,
working hard. They work hard all. You know, they work hard year round. It's just you. You're not going to see any full scrimmages or anything of that nature. At least not from me. It's been a very easy adjustment for me.
Yeah.